USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 people are dead after intense storms struck the southern United States on Saturday. Thunderstorms and tornadoes knocked out power to more than 267,000 customers from Arkansas to Ohio. Tornadoes will be a threat this weekend in Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. This Alabama resident describes a storm in his neighborhood.
Man, this is tornado just came through, just wipe everything out.
Meanwhile, ice is going to be a problem for many from eastern Michigan to northern New York. NATO says two U.S. soldiers were killed and two others wounded by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. The NATO-led military command issued a statement on Saturday saying the troops were on patrol when their armored vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The Pentagon is not yet releasing the names of the service members involved until their families can be notified. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
President Trump is again talking about an airstrike that took out one of the top terrorists in the world. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
President Trump said Qassem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
American and Russian Navy ships narrowly avoided collision after the U.S. destroyer was aggressively approached by a Russian spy ship in the Northern Arabian Sea. That's according to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. The video released on Friday shows the two ships getting within 60 yards of each other. A similar incident happened between American and Russian Navy ships in June. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says he feels bad for Queen Elizabeth II. The president told Fox News' Laura Ingraham that he thinks it's sad Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are spending less time on their royal duties.
I think this was a blindside. She was blindsided by this whole situation, and I think it's too bad.
President Trump continues.
She's been, the queen has to be an all-time record from the time she's like 25 and now she's 94. She's never made a mistake, if you look. I mean, she's had like a flawless time.
Prince Harry and Meghan announced this week that they're going to be less involved with the royal family and split time between North America and the UK. Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis believes his NFL career wouldn't have been cut short had the usage of CBD been prevalent several years ago. Davis's career was cut short by injury in 2001. He joins Fox News and talks about his history with CBD.
So 2 years ago, I kind of discovered CBD and started looking around to see how it would work, and man, it really worked incredible on my body.
As far as the benefits Davis sees from CBD?
So your recovery is faster. A lot of times for me 2 years ago, I had a lot of inflammation in my knees. I had chronic pain. And so it wasn't fun to work out and to be active.
Right.
And so once I started taking CBD, I noticed over about a 2 week period where I was working out, recovering faster, and you just feel better in your daily life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.